This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can join us here toll free. The number's 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username LRN.FM with you in the studio tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
People are hungry in Venezuela and they're poor. And when people are hungry and poor and desperate,
revolutions happen.
Well, we're getting closer. You got a situation there where Nicolas...
It's really, really close.
Yeah. Nicolas Maduro, the president of the country, has... There was another news story we actually haven't talked about yet, but just off the top of my head, if I'm recalling correctly, there was 1.8 million petition signatures gathered to have a recall petition against the president.
Mm-hmm.
And Maduro
said, no, you don't have enough signatures.
No. Maduro said, well, we're just not going to do this year. So you may have enough signatures, but we're just too busy this year, and we're going to just put this off until 2017 at the earliest.
And isn't there some significance by putting it off to 2017 that means that they can't, that they've got to take the vice president or something?
I forget. There was some sort of political
stuff. Slimy political stuff that's done, yeah.
So, yeah, people are going to get more and more angry here, and they're looting stores, they're destroying property, and it's sad. It's sad to see happen, but, you know, people are starving. That doesn't justify violence. It doesn't justify stealing, but that's what happens in these circumstances. And businesses are just going to shut down, and they're not going to reopen. Why bother? You don't have legitimate customers coming through your doors. You've got a bunch of criminals who are going to rob everything that you have. The story coming from the New York Times about these riots that are going on, where a four-year-old girl was shot to death as street gangs fought over food recently in the city of Cumana. Story continues. A staggering 87% of Venezuelans say they don't have the money to buy enough food. And the most recent assessment of living standards by Simon Bolivar University found that also about 72% of monthly wages are being spent just to buy food.
Oh, my
72%.
God. 72%. Three-quarters of people's income is just being spent on food.
That's correct.
That is subsistence level there.
Now, this was according to a group associated with the Venezuelan Teachers Federation. In April, they found a family would need the equivalent of 16 minimum wage salaries to properly feed itself.
God.
Ask people in the city when the last time was they ate a meal, and many will respond that it wasn't today. Among them are Lady Cordova and her five children, Abran, Delanis, Ilanis, Milani, and Javier Luis, ages 1 to 11. On Thursday evening, the entire family had not eaten since lunchtime the day before, when Ms. Cordova made a soup by boiling chicken skin and fat that she had found for a cheap price at the butcher. She said, "My kids tell me they're hungry, and all I can say to them is to grin and bear it."
Yeah, what else can you say, right?
Other families have to choose who eats. Lucela Fonseca, age 69, has lymphatic cancer, and her 45-year-old daughter, Vanessa Furtado, has a brain tumor. Despite also being ill, Ms. Furtado gives up the little food she has on many days so her mother doesn't skip meals. The daughter said, "I used to be very fat, but no longer. We are dying as we live." Her mother added, quote, "We are now living on Maduro's diet. No food, no nothing." Well, I'm sure Maduro is doing just fine. He's probably one of the more well-fed people, but obviously she's taking a shot at
sure,
his policies.
Sure, you know, an important man like Maduro needs to be well-fed so he can run a country into the ground.
Economists say years of economic mismanagement, worsened by low prices for oil, the nation's main source of revenue, have shattered the food supply. Sugar fields in the country's agricultural center lie fallow for lack of fertilizers. Unused machinery.
Right. It's not that they can't grow food.
Right.
They can. This is a poor management of their currency. And as a libertarian banker just called in and said, it really has to do with the price controls on
foreign exchange. It's absolutely everything. In response, Maduro has... Oh, wait. So unused machinery is rotting in shuttered state-owned factories. The state owns the factories. The state owns the means of production here. This is socialism, right? Where the state is in control of the supposed production because of the work. It's the workers' paradise. We're going to seize the means of production and hand them over to the workers. Well, hand them over to the damn workers because it seems like there's nothing going on in the factories.
Right. At this point, just do something with it. Divest yourself of it, and then people will be able to bring this economy back.
Staples like corn and rice, once exported from the country, now must be imported and arrive in amounts that do not meet the need.
Only socialism can do this. And when I say socialism, I know people think that you're targeting one form of government, but and it is targeting one form of government. But I want to make it clear, I consider all state control socialism. Socialism sure. is state ownership of the means of production. That is the definition that I use. Some people will say, no, it's community ownership of the means of production, which, it takes a little bit of time to sort of parse out with them that is it voluntary, not voluntary, whatever. So this is involuntary state ownership of the means of production. And the state claims the ownership. They don't actually build it themselves. They wait for somebody else to build it. They go out, they reach out, and they grab it. Now, yeah. State ownership of the means of production.
Which is why no one will take over these factories and start producing, because the state will just come in and take all the stuff. There's no sure. economic incentive for the employees or whoever would have been the workers here to come in and actually seize these empty factories and do something with them, because they couldn't possibly even keep the efforts that they put into it.
Right. If they do well, then the state will begin to vilify them as it vilifies everybody who's productive there in Venezuela.
Right.
And then take their stuff because they're enemies of the people. Mm-hmm. You know, they say these things. Now the ultimate means of production, I want to make this point, is the ultimate means of production are land and people, right? You got to have either labor or natural resources to make stuff.
Usually a combination.
Yeah, the combination of labor and natural resources. So
ideas.
But those come from people.
Yeah.
And so people and land are the means of production.
Right.
The government claims all of those. They claim an income. They claim a tax on your income, on your labor. If they claim a tax on your labor, they can claim 1% or they can claim 99%. It's just administrative at that point. They just decide, 35% seems like a good number. So they're already claiming the people, the labor. They also claim the land. They tax you on the property. They say all the resources are there. When we talk about the resources of Venezuela, you understand what we're talking about. You're saying the resources that are contained within this geographic area known as Venezuela, and that ultimately the state owns those resources. That's why every government that exists on the planet today is socialist, because they're monopolies and they claim the means of production, people and land.
Staples like corn and rice, once exported, must now be imported and arrive in amounts that do not meet the need. And that's because of the state exchange rate that we discussed earlier. In response, Mr. Maduro has tightened his grip over the food supply. Using emergency decrees he signed this year, the president must put most food distribution into the hands of a group of citizen brigades loyal to leftists, a measure critics say is reminiscent of food rationing in Cuba. Roberto Briceño León, the director of the Venezuelan Violence Observatory, a human rights group, says, quote, "They're saying, in other words, you get food if you're my friend, if you're my sympathizer,"
yeah.
unquote.
So if you're, you know, close to the Politburo, you swear your allegiance, then you're more likely to get more food.
That's right.
This incentivizes people to behave in the fashion that they wish.
It was all a new reality for Gabriel Marquez, age 24, who grew up in the boom years when Venezuela was rich and empty shelves were unimaginable. He stood in front of the destroyed supermarket where the mob had arrived in Cumana, an endless expanse of smashed bottles, boxes, and scattered shelves. A few people, including a policeman, were searching the wreckage for leftovers to take. During Carnival, we used to throw eggs at each other just to have some fun. Now an egg is like gold, is what he said.
Hmm.
And it's
the
interesting.
Police officers digging for food. That's interesting.
Damn right.
Well, I remember
the story a couple months ago was that there were soldiers who were killing goats because they didn't have any food at the barracks. So it's getting to the point where the cops and the soldiers aren't getting what they're needing to survive. And they're
that's
only going to,
you know, the revolution's coming
right
around the corner.
They're only going to stay loyal as long as their belly is full.
Yeah.
You know,
they're like anybody.
You're, but you know, they may be getting paychecks full of Bolivars, but ultimately, if they can't buy food either, they're not going to be so happy with this political arrangement.
I imagine these paychecks are getting bigger and bigger every week because the Bolivar gets weaker and weaker.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you more about what's happening in Venezuela, and you can share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33 at adamandeve.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
live, the live Sunday edition of the program. You can join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Mark.
We are talking about the disastrous situation that is continuing to spiral down in Venezuela, which is just an all-out mess financially. It is a mess. They have a government exchange rate that's totally wreaking havoc with the economy there. And now, because people are so impoverished and so poor and so hungry, they're getting desperate. They're robbing each other. They're killing dogs in the streets. They are now, looting in mass in grocery stores and other businesses. And Nicolas Maduro is still sitting pretty in his palace, likely eating very, very well while the rest of the country is starving. As one young man said,
he'll probably eat well for the rest of his life. It's not like he's ever going to be thrown into poverty.
Well, unless they kill him before they let him escape the country.
He'll probably die with a full belly.
Gabriel Marquez is age 24. He grew up when Venezuela was rich and empty shells were unimaginable. He says that they used to throw eggs at each other just to have some fun. And now an egg is like gold. It's interesting how fast things can change. I mean, we're talking about just a matter of years between total prosperity and total poverty.
Yeah.
And all about the economic circumstances, the economic policies.
Is very effective in destroying the economy of countries.
Down the coastal road in a small fishing town, this story from New York Times, by the way, in a small fishing town called Boca de Uchire, hundreds gathered on a bridge this month to protest because the food deliveries were not arriving. Residents demanded to meet the mayor, but when he didn't come, they sacked a Chinese bodega. Residents hacked open the door with pickaxes and pillaged the shop, venting their anger at a global power that has lent billions of dollars to prop up Venezuela in recent years. "The Chinese won't sell to us," said a taxi driver who watched the crowd haul away all that was inside. "So we burn their stores instead." Now, it's not because the Chinese businesses won't sell to you. It's because they won't take the bolivar. They'll sell to you if you get the dollars or whatever it is that they'll accept. They just won't accept the country's currency. But unfortunately, uneducated people are not going to place the blame in the right place.
No.
They'll believe the propaganda.
They do it all the time.
Right. They'll believe it. When Nicolas Maduro gets on the air and he blames the United States for the problems and other countries for the problems, or this website, Dollar Today, for the country's problems, some people are going to buy that crap. I know what it's like. We have the Robin Hood of Keene project here in Keene, New Hampshire, where when the city government says the Robin Hooders, the people who are saving people from getting parking tickets in town, doing good work, when the city government says the Robin Hooders are threatening, intimidating, and harassing their employees, people just believe them. They don't have to see any evidence for it. They don't have to actually have personal knowledge of it. Well, the mayor said so. Oh, the city manager said that you're threatening, intimidating, and harassing. They wouldn't lie. Nicolas Maduro wouldn't lie, would he?
I think that they've got some evidence in that circumstance because the Robin Hooders don't file libel claims. I mean, here in the United States, you have a system for dealing with people, especially people in power, who lie. And, the Robin Hooders have decided it's not worth it, as far as their time, energy, money, and all that stuff, to go after these people that make these libelous claims. These claims are libelous. They are absolutely, I'd say illegal, but that's not the right terminology. But they would be held at fault for these claims, and the Robin Hooders choose to not do anything about it. And I understand why. You've explained why they don't.
You find an attorney who wants to take the case, gratis. I'd be happy.
Attorneys just love taking free cases. Yeah. It's like me just wanting to do free radio and grow pigs for people for free.
Robin Hooding doesn't make any money, so it's not like we're just sitting on thousands of dollars we can hire an attorney with.
But this is how you lose. The government, the mayor is getting a paycheck.
Yeah.
The government employees are getting a paycheck.
That's Robin Hooders,
they aren't.
If some attorney wants to step forward and take the case, I'm sure most of the Robin Hooders would be happy to move forward with that idea, Mark. But
some would.
Unfortunately, it costs money to handle these things, and we don't have it. We're activists. I wish we had a bunch of millionaires who would move into town and fund all manner of different court projects. I'm sure we could come up with all kinds of things to sue the city over if, you know, we just had attorneys who had nothing better to do or were super generous with their time. So if a bunch of attorneys want to move here and help us out, that'd be fantastic. Would really appreciate that. Anyway, back to the story here. The Chinese, they're mad, some of these people. Blaming the Chinese people. The poor people trying to sell food at the, sell stuff at the Chinese bodega in town. They got their store raided simply because they're Chinese, and they're getting the blame for not selling. Well, they'd be happy to sell to you, but you just can't pay them, thanks to your government. The Venezuelan government, Maduro, who's fighting a push for a referendum to recall him this year over the country's declines, said it was the political opposition that was behind the attacks on the stores. He said, quote, "They paid a group of criminals, brought them in trucks," he said on television on Saturday, promising compensation to those who lost property. At the same time, the government also blames an economic war for the shortages. It accuses wealthy business owners of hoarding food and charging exorbitant prices, creating artificial shortages to profit from the country's misery. It has left shop owners feeling under siege, particularly those who don't have Spanish names. Maria Basmagi, whose family immigrated from Syria a generation ago, pointed to the metal grate pulled over the window of her shoe store, saying, "Look how we are working today." Her shop was on a commercial boulevard in Barcelona, another coastal town racked by unrest last week at 11 a.m., the day before someone screamed that there was an attack on a government-run kitchen nearby. Every shop on Basmagi Street closed down in fear. Other shops stay open, like the bakery in Cumana, where a line of 100 people snaked around the corner. Each person was allowed to buy about a pound of bread. Robert Astudillo, a 23-year-old father of two, was not sure there would be any left once his turn came. He said they still had corn flour to make arepas, a Venezuelan staple for his children, but they hadn't eaten meat in months.
Wow.
He says, "We make the arepas small." In the refrigerator of...
I guess the people are catching those rats already, I guess.
In the refrigerator of Araceles Rodriguez and Nestor Daniel Reina, the parents of four small children, there was not even corn flour, just a few limes and some bottles of water. The family had eaten bread for breakfast and soup for lunch made from fish that Mr. Reina had managed to catch.
Good.
The family had nothing for dinner. It's all has not always been clear what provokes the riots. Is it hunger alone, or is it some larger anger that has built up in a country that has crumbled? Ines Rodriguez wasn't sure. She remembered calling out to the crowd of people who had come to sack her restaurant on Tuesday night, offering them all the chicken and the rice the restaurant had if they would only leave the furniture and cash register behind. They balked at the offer and simply pushed her aside,
Jeez. She
said. Quote, "It's the meeting of hunger and crime now," unquote.
Oh, yeah.
As she spoke, three trucks with armed patrols drove by, each emblazoned with photos of Mr. Chavez and Mr. Maduro.
Right.
The trucks were carrying food. She said, quote, "Finally they come here, and look what it took to get them. It took this riot to get us something to eat." So things are getting worse there in Venezuela. That's the latest from the story. That story published, I think, just today in the New York Times. The photograph is pretty stark, with the open refrigerator and a very poor-looking family standing next to it with virtually nothing in the refrigerator. Very sad stuff. You can join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too. So I got on the One World Way at Lewis Beth, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial us up here, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And you got a lot of choices when it comes to cryptocurrency wallets. There's only one that does Bitcoin, Ether, and Dow tokens. It's Jaxx, J-A-X-X. You can get it at jaxx.io, or you can grab it over the App Store for Google or Apple. It's cross-platform, which means that it's super easy to use on pretty much any operating system. So Windows, Macintosh, Linux, and again, of course, Google and Apple products as well. Plus, there are even browser plugins for Chrome as well as Firefox. So super easy to back up and recover your funds if necessary, and very smooth, easy to use, pretty to look at. Jaxx is a great wallet. We've been endorsing it here on Free Talk Live. You can go to jaxx.io. You can download the desktop versions there, the browser plugins, and even the smartphone wallets as well. But again, you can also go through the app stores. It's control in the palm of your hand, jaxx.io, J-A-X-X.io. As we continue here, of course, you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-453. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Mark, you'd asked about Bitcoin acceptance in Venezuela.
Yeah, it would seem like Bitcoin, you know, I mean, this is a currency that everybody has access to around the world if they've got computers and the internet. You know, why aren't they just switching over since their currency is being devalued, debased by their government, their central bank? Why not just, hey, you know, try something that works?
Well, there was apparently a hit piece created by the Venezuelan central government against Bitcoin, so that may have done some damage to Bitcoin's reputation in the country. But as I speculated, it's likely just that people don't know what Bitcoin is, and many people are probably, you know, they may or may not have internet access there. Apparently, the central government actually banned some Bitcoin URLs from their internet service provider because the government apparently runs the largest ISP in the country, which is a huge problem for censorship. But there's a story here, and it is from CryptoCoinsNews.com. It actually appears in a couple different places, published a couple of weeks ago, I think it was. A Venezuelan pastry shop, Tortas Don Eduardo, accepts Bitcoin, despite the fact that acceptance has been slow. According to DiarioBitcoin.com, a Latin American Bitcoin journal, the proprietor, Eduardo Hernandez, investigated Bitcoin while using the web at his workplace. He said, quote, "At first, the concept of Bitcoin is strange, but if you work on the web like me, or if you sit to investigate the matter, it turns out to be a possibility when doing business," he said. He adopted Bitcoin on account of its growth as a currency, its market value, and its ease of transaction. In Venezuela, Bitcoin serves as an alternative exchange control, which allows users to accumulate foreign currency gains. He said that Bitcoin is not regulated by the laws of Venezuela or by any government. So that answers one of our questions about it. Is it illegal? Well, no, apparently not. At least not yet.
Yeah, as soon as it becomes ubiquitous, I would imagine it would become illegal, too.
It's just being attacked by the government at this point through propaganda. But he says that so these legal limitations are not an obstacle. The Venezuelan government has taken a strict stance on foreign currencies, including Bitcoin. Early last year, Venezuela's state-owned and largest internet service provider blocked many Bitcoin-related domain names, websites, and mining pools. Hernandez acknowledges there's a distrust of cryptocurrency, which he thinks explains why he has yet to conduct a sale in cryptocurrency in the 2 years that he has accepted it.
Wow.
So that's kind of harsh, and that gives us a little bit of a window into the world of cryptocurrency.
It's just ignorance. That's what it comes down
to. Yeah, that's what it is. He said he did get one call about Bitcoin from someone who was curious about it, but nothing more.
He's a government agent.
He expects acceptance will be higher among young people, meaning that it has a future. Products that can be bought with cryptocurrency in Latin America include pharmaceuticals, jewelry, clothing, and services. But that's all of Latin America, not just Venezuela. I suspect there are not that many businesses accepting it in Venezuela. It's tough to get over that first, you know, hurdle or acceptance hump, if you will. I think one of the best analogies has got to be the credit cards. Back when those things came out, and whenever the hell it was, well, I don't know if it was the 50s or 40s. I'm not sure when credit cards first came out, but it was sometime before my lifetime, quite a few, you know, a couple generations ago. And just trying to imagine how hard it would be to not only convince people to have a credit card, but also to convince the vendors to accept them. What do I need this plastic thing for? I take cash. I'll take gold. I'll take silver. I don't need this plastic thing.
Right, they charge me 3%. They take 3% of my earnings.
Yeah. Well, maybe it wasn't 3% up front back when they started, but it was something. They would have taken some percentage. Why do I need this? My customers aren't asking for it. My customers don't have this thing. What do I need to take this for? I mean, it's one of those, you know, chicken or the egg things. Where do you go first? How do you start this thing out to where businesses, I don't know. I don't know how exactly that worked. It must have been slow going for quite a while,
There's
right?
also the sort of the Godwin's Law problem is that people don't want to spend their bitcoins to get things. They want to spend dollars because or, you know, bolivars or whatever, because those bolivars are devaluing every day. Their bitcoins going up in value every day. So now in the case of a place where somebody's hungry, they're probably going to exchange the bitcoins for food. But other than that, that's kind of what it comes down to.
Well, and again, it also requires someone to have enough wealth to where they can have an active internet connection. And we were just in the other story. We just learned that, what was it, 73% or something like that of people in Venezuela people in Venezuela are spending like 73% of their income on food.
73%.
Yeah. that it would take 16 incomes to feed a family of four, I believe it was.
Right. These people are eating. They were talking about a lady who the last time her family ate was yesterday when the story was written, the day before. And it was chicken fat, chicken skin and chicken fat that they had managed to get from the butcher at a really cheap price. A soup made of that.
Right. If you're that poor and your family is going from one day to the next, some days not eating at all, as we were reading in the New York Times piece, and you, you know, what are you going to spend your money on? Are you going to spend your money on food, or are you going to pay that cell phone bill? Are you going to have your smartphone with internet access on it, or are you going to feed your family? It's a pretty clear choice. So Bitcoin may not be particularly effective in a really bad economy like this if people don't have the tools to implement it.
It's true.
Because you've got to have that. You've got to have some sort of device that can access Bitcoin. And so this is one of the weaknesses of cryptocurrency, is it does require internet in order to operate. So if the internet were to go down, which seems very unlikely, obviously the internet around the world is going to continue. But if you don't have access to it, you don't have access to your Bitcoin. So that, I think, is one of the other problems that you're going to run into, besides just, you know, even if people did have cell phones, as they do here in the United States. There's huge smartphone proliferation here in the United States. But yet, what's the percentage of people that actually have a Bitcoin wallet on their smartphone? I don't know. I suspect it's not very many. I suspect it's in the single digits. So, you know, we've got our own problems in encouraging people to use Bitcoin here. It's hard enough in a place where people do have the tools that are necessary. There's enough of a learning
market
curve.
Market penetration's there as far as brand recognition with Bitcoin. People have heard of it. Just spoke to a guy today. You know, just, hey, have you heard of Bitcoin? I ask people this all the time.
Where'd you speak to him, on the phone or in real life?
In real life.
Okay.
I ask people this all the time. Have you heard of Bitcoin? Have you heard of Bitcoin? And,
yeah, sure.
You know,
isn't that that thing that failed a few years ago?
They don't seem to have that belief.
They still think it's out there?
They believe it's out there. A lot of times they'll be like, isn't that the drug money thing? You know, they'll, and is all you have to do at that point is tell them, well, check out saveitpurse.com, because you can buy anything there, pretty much anything that they have at Amazon at steep discounts of 15-35% there at saveitpurse. And then you can see that it's not just for buying drugs on the dark web.
But speaking of drugs on the dark web, there's an update on the Silk Road case, the biggest of all of the dark web underground marketplaces. That was taken down by the federal government back in 2013. The head boss man, the creator of the Silk Road, Ross Ulbricht, was sentenced to prison last year for a lifetime, a couple lifetimes actually, for running a website. And his family and he are appealing the decision. We'll give you an update because the United States government has now filed their brief, a 200-page brief in this case. We'll share it with you on the way on Free Talk Live.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer in compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts here toll-free with us. Live Sunday edition of the show. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. An update on the Silk Road case, if we get the chance. Your calls come first. With you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And don't forget to join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you appreciate the work we're doing here, spreading the ideas of liberty 7 nights a week here on the radio and the internet and on satellite around the globe, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It makes a huge difference. A very, very small portion of our listening audience will ever amp the show. It's just the way things work. But the more that we can have, the better. So don't expect someone else to do it for you. If you really like the show and you think it's worth $5 a month to support, then please join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Get all the details. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there at amp.freetalklive.com. amp.freetalklive.com. To Tim in Wyoming, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Ian, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And, happy Father's Day, Mark. So,
and thank you.
You have a child there. So, I wanted to comment on the I noticed, Ian, that you were just saying a few minutes ago about how Bitcoin has basic failings that all electronic systems have. And that's what I wanted to comment about that a while back, because every time when you guys are promoting Bitcoin, that's one thing that never really comes up. People don't really think about it. What about a grid down, literal grid down situation?
It's the first thing that I always hear from people when they when they're sort of looking for problems with Bitcoin, is that one of the first things they say is, well, you can't use Bitcoin without the internet. And it's a true statement. You simply can't. What I consider it to be is that it's a remote possibility.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
It's not that I want to discount it or anything like that, but if you're going to be prepared for a situation where we have, you know, the massive EMP or sunspot activity or whatever it might be that, you know, takes out electronics or the internet or whatever, you need to be prepared for the possibility that that doesn't happen too. And for those people that want to be prepared for the possibility that it doesn't happen, I would recommend Bitcoin.
Well, I mean, but the idea, as you say, the remote possibility. Now, think about the situations that have happened in California, and I don't know that it's ever happened in Wyoming. I haven't heard of it. But when people actually literally had plans for the fiber optic lines and went in and cut through with a saw with a diamond edged chainsaw engine powered saw, and went through and cut through the cables. And various places, they had plans. They had trucks. They had the AT&T trucks to go out and do the job. And I mean, you know, job that is if they were actually getting paid for it, but they were doing it just to promote
terrorism.
Terror. Well, essentially, is what it was. But then there were other times where people were literally using high powered rifles and shooting the transformers on power lines as well. These things happened in California. I'm not saying haven't happened in other places, but those were internet down, grid down type situations. And just think about the possibility of, let's say the Orlando shooter. Okay. I'm not saying right or wrong, whatever he did, whoever he was. I'm saying a person who does something like that, but instead of going and killing 50 people or 49 people rather, he goes into a power plant. He goes into an internet, a server farm or something like that. He goes in there and wipes it out, bombs the whole place. Now what? Now, see, there's the problem right there.
And well, Bitcoin wouldn't be affected by that.
Pardon me?
Bitcoin wouldn't be affected by that.
Okay, well, what I'm saying...
Bitcoin's a decentralized system, so you can take out some of the nodes in the system, but ultimately the Bitcoin itself, the blockchain, this public ledger that exists on the internet, is copied in thousands of locations.
Yeah, but if you don't have electricity, you can't access the internet.
You can't access it, but that doesn't mean it's Bitcoin's problem. Bitcoin will be still there when you get your electricity back. When your grid comes back up, your Bitcoin will still be right where you left it.
And I think it's worth mentioning that people should have some. People should have some.
Back up. Yeah.
People should have some silver. They should have some canned food. They should have some storable food. They should have some ammunition.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. I mean, I'm no investment advisor, but that's just the basics, right? You don't want to do that.
I've got many of those things, and I can tell you that they're not very good currencies. They're good for, having on hand, but I've got a whole bag full of what they call coin silver mercury dimes. And
the 90% silver.
Yeah, they're 90% silver. They're mercury dimes. And nobody's ever offered to take those. Whenever I've offered them, that nobody's accepted the offer to take those in payment for the work they've done. I've given gold coins to people who've worked for me as a thank you. So it's like a bonus, but they don't want to get paid in precious metals. And nobody's ever said they want canned food or bullets.
Yeah, you can't trade with precious metal. That's
no.
The problem. I mean,
today you can't, but I suspect you would be able to more easily if the S hits the fan, then silver and gold might become far more valuable for a currency. For today, they're not. And I think that's what, I think we have to plan for both realities. You have to plan for the chance that things are going to go bad and that you're going to need canned food and gold and silver and things like that. I think it's a good idea to have those things. But also, it's more likely that we're going to have the internet or some semblance of it in our lives for the rest of our lives. That's what's most likely to occur.
Hopefully.
And
hopefully,
so having Bitcoin will help facilitate that lifestyle in the future.
Well, there's a book I wanted to mention about somebody who's an ultimate prepper, if you want to call him that. It's by Heinlein, Heinlein.
Robert Heinlein?
Robert Heinlein, right. And it was called Farnham's Freehold, which it's a sci-fi kind of a thing. But
I think I read that one.
Yeah, it's a good book, actually. I mean, there's some things in there that are, he has a little bit of moral ambiguity and kind of a kind of a seesaw sort of attitude towards right and wrong, but at the same time, it's an idea that people should really have in their mind. They should really be thinking about, as you say, the stored food and the water. I mean, water filtration too. This is one thing I'm surprised at, is that you guys don't have sponsors who are talking about those particular things, or you don't have sponsors. People,
I'm pretty sure I heard Ron Paul doing a commercial for.
Oh yeah, for a free fryer. Yeah, that's actually a really good thing. I mean, that right there by itself. But then at the same time, if you don't have water filtration, what are you going to rehydrate that food with? If you don't have clean water.
We've had a difficult time. Free Talk Live, isn't exactly a prepper show and isn't exactly a patriot show. It's not those things. So it tends to be that the preppers tend to be more sort of the patriot types. And by patriot, I mean a person who's just sort of, you know, a far righty. And they just are, they're not interested in Free Talk Live. Largely, I call these folks. It's like, they can't really get on board for whatever reason. They've got other shows of people. They'd rather be off on some, radio.
Alex Jones.
Radio network that isn't even on a radio station. You know, there's the Republic Broadcasting out there. You know, they'd rather advertise there.
Hey, Tim, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
The fact that Free Talk Live's on 170 radio stations, more radio stations than the Alex Jones Show. Now, I'm not going to claim to have the market penetration they have that Jones has on the Internet by any stretch of the imagination, but Free Talk Live definitely has more radio stations than these other shows. And that should count for something. It just doesn't in these folks' minds. And oftentimes, if they do give us a test, they give us too short of a test.
Yeah.
They don't get the results they wanted to get in the time they wanted to get, and, that's it.
Plus, our listeners are frugal and skeptical. And the Free Talk Live listener is someone who is not a follower. They're not someone who, we don't cultivate the cult of personality that would be necessary to be able to get on the air and say, I say you need to buy these Calban soaps or whatever it is, the product might be. And if Alex Jones says go out and buy something, his listeners just go out and buy it.
We don't do that kind of show where we preach to people. But I think that it's worth pointing out that many times businesses just have unrealistic views on what they should get in return for their advertising dollar. Yeah. You're not going to lay out an advertising dollar and get five advertising dollars back. $5 back necessarily. What it depends on is does this work for you from an ROI standpoint? Return on investment. Can a show with 300,000 listeners in a given week, and that's just me ballparking. I can't quote that. But 300,000. I mean, if you're talking about a 0.1% or 0.01% return, depending on the price of your product, that's probably a pretty good return, right?
If you want to get in touch with Mark for advertising, he can help you. Go to Mark or email him at mark@freetalklive.com, mark@freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless free market non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.